At the Yom Yisrael of Oceanside, we have the custom of blowing the shofar in the Salish Monastery. This is a custom that I inherited when I came to the community, I guess over 16 years ago. And I don't think it's so common in classic Lithuanian type Orthodox shuls. And so I thought I'd explore the basis for this custom to blow the shofar in the Salish Monastery. If you look in the classic Rishonim, so actually before the Rishonim, if you look in the Gemara, there's no mention about blowing shofar in the Salish Monastery. Rabbi Abahu was misakin. He ruled and he established that we should blow 30 sounds. And then the Gemara says that why do we blow the shofar when we're sitting and also when we're standing? To confuse the Satan. So maybe you get up to 60. But there's no reference to blowing the shofar in the Salish Monastery. So all of a sudden comes the Aruch. The Aruch lived in the 11th century in Rome, and the Aruch is quoted in Tosfos, and the Aruch is actually more famous for a different part of his comment, which is that even though perhaps the basic mitzvah of shofar is 30 sounds, we have a custom of blowing 100 sounds. Why? Kenegan mea pios de paya ime de sisra, to correspond to the 100 cries of the mother of Sisra. Of course, the big question is, why should we care about the mother of Sisra crying for her son? And there are some nice, beautiful, creative explanations in one of Rav Menachem Kasher's Svarim on Midrashim. He actually said that was a misprint. And it's not the 100 cries of Ime de Sisra, it's the 100 cries of Imenu Sara, that Sara Imenu cried when she heard about Akedas Yitzchak, which actually fits into the theme of Rosh Hashanah, of obviously Akedas Yitzchak. But in any case, the Aruch is very famous for that position about the custom of 100 sounds. But he says, he writes something else. And he writes the following, this is quoted in Tosfos, Dahalin de Machmiri, that those who are stringent, Va'avde Shloshim Kidiyasvim, 30 Tkios de Miyushav, the first 30 sounds before the Shmot Esrei, Ushloshim Belachash, and 30 presumably in the silent Shmot Esrei, Ushloshim ala Seder, and 30 during Chazaras Hashatz, and that's Keneged Mea Pius de Pai Ime de Sisra, and that corresponds to the 100 cries of the mother of Sarah, the Elain Asari Inun Kishagorim Kol Tefillah, and the final 10 we sound when we finish the Shmot Esrei. So it seems from the Aruch that there are 30 sounds that are blown Bilachash in the silent Shmot Esrei. Again, you don't find this practice mentioned in Rashi, in the Rush, in the Rambam, in the Ramban, in the Rif, and all the classical Rishonim. But you have this mentioned in the Aruch. Also, the Sefer HaManhig, the Ravan in 12th century southern France. So he writes the following, that V'shamati ki b'mdinas Bavel osi me'akolos. I heard that in Bavel, they did have 100 sounds. And he cites the Aruch. And that's what he says, V'kach minhagam miyushav laman kolos kemina kohagola. The custom was 30 kolos, like everyone else. V'chein ma'umad lamusaf kisha yechidim ispalim. And also during the Shmot Esrei Musaf, when the individuals would pray, Echa tokea lahem al seder brachos. One person would blow al seder habrachos. Shloshim. He'd blow 30. Shloshes asimonim lemalchios, v'chein lezichros, v'chein leshofros. So here, the Sefer Manik cites the practice of how do they do the 30 sounds. So they did after malchios, zichronos, and shofros, and then there would be 30 during the Chazaras Hashatz. So again, the Sefer HaManhig goes a little bit, expands this custom to say there were 30 during Malchios, 30 during Zichronos, and 30 during Shofros. Of course, that is working with a certain assumption, and that is the assumption that during the Silent Shmot Esrei, we would recite 9 brachos. And just like during Chazaras Hashatz, that is our current practice. We know that during the week, we sound 19 brachos for Shmot Esrei. We recite 19 brachos for Shmot Esrei. 3 in the beginning, 3 in the end, and 13 middle brachos. And during Shabbos and Yom Tov, we always recite 7 brachos of the Amida. 3 in before, 3 at the end, and 1 in the middle, which reflects Kedusha Sayom, the sanctity of the day. And of course, the exception is Rosh Hashanah during Musaf. Now, our practice is during the silent Shemoneh Esrei and during the Chazaras Hashatz, we're doing the same thing. We have 9 brachos. We recite the middle brachos of Machios, Zichronos, Veshofros, both in the silent Shemoneh Esrei and during the Chazaras Hashatz, during the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, the rush in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Simon Yadalet says, not so fast, not everyone held like that, that the Ritz Geus writes that in all of Bavel, that in the custom in the 2 yeshivas of Bavel, in truth in all of Bavel, that the Tzibur would only recite the 7 brachos, and the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros was reserved for what? For the Chazaras Hashatz. So it wasn't, so apparently at some point you had perhaps different opinions about when Malchion and Zichronos and Shofros were recited, these brachos. Were they recited only during Chazaras Hashatz or even during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei? So the Manhig, which records the custom of reciting, of sounding the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, during Malchion, Zichronos, and Shofros, is obviously of the opinion that the custom was at that point that they were reciting all 9 brachos during the Musaf, the 3 opening, the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros brachos, and the latter 3 brachos. So you had that custom mentioned Sefer Habadik. Also, the Magid Avraham, in his Akdama 2, Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, writes, Yesh Mekobos Shenogim Likoa Kishem Ispalim Balachash. He cites that there are some places that have the custom to blow shofar when they pray in silence, during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. But he writes, "Vein lin hom kein lachatchila." You shouldn't do that ideally. So he's not in favor of that practice. The Shloha HaKadosh explains that in the Shloha HaKadosh, what he cites this practice of the sounding of the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, and he said this was the practice of the Arizal, the Gila Soda Shem Lirev. So there are some mystical secrets which are accomplished through the sounding of the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. So he cites that practice. It was held by the Arizal, was in favor of the practice. You might also argue that the idea of blowing the shofar after reciting Machiel, Zichronos, and Shofros might relate to the issue of whether the tekios and the brachos are ma'akvos zuazu. There's a Tosefta in Meseches Bedachos, Perek Vav, that states that the brachos and the tekios are ma'akvos each other. They prevent each other from, if you can't recite the brachos, you can't sound the tekios. And if you don't have a shofar, you can't recite the brachos. According to this position, if you hold like that, the Ravid does hold like that. It might mean that when you recite the brachos, the machios, zichros, and shofars, you haven't really fulfilled them, these brachos, the recitation, if you don't blow shofar, if you view that the sound of the shofar, let's say, is a non-verbal tefillah, it's a cry, so maybe you need to do that together with machios, zichros, and shofars. Whatever you recite, each of these brachos, and you're crying out to Hashem, so we're told, the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us that we have to recite Machiel, Zichronos, and Shofros. Bameh, how do we do that? B'shofar. So maybe anytime we recite these brachos, whether it's during Chazaras Hashatz, whether it's during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, or whether it's during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, we need to accompany these brachos with the shofar. So maybe that's another reason why we should sound the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. Either that perhaps that there's some mystical secrets by the Arizal of reciting, of blowing the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, or maybe it might be a bracha levatola, might be a bracha in vain, or lesser form, less than ideal bracha, if there's no shofar sounding when you recite the brachos of Machiel, Zichronos, and Shofros. The truth is, again, it's not quoted. This idea is not quoted by most Rishonim of sounding the shofar in the silent Shemoneh Esrei. And the Rad is explicitly against this practice because there's a discussion between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon about whether both the individual must say a tefillah. Let's say the Shliach Tzibor is reciting the Shmoneh Esrei. So do you need, are the individuals, do they also have to recite the Shmoneh Esrei? And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibor is motzi, the obligation of the Shliach Tzibor is motzi, is discharges the mitzvah for the individuals, for the rabbim. So the question is, if indeed the Shliach Tzibor is motzi the rabbim, so why do you need the rabbim to recite their individual Shmoneh Esreis? So on that question, this is the Gemara asked this question, that the Chacham asked Rabbi Gamliel, they said, according to you, who says that the Shliach Tzibor is motzi, fulfills the obligation of the individuals, their obligation for Shmoneh Esrei, so why do the individuals need to recite the Shmoneh Esrei? They should simply listen to the Shliach Tzibor. Why does each individual have to recite the Shmoneh Esrei, the Amida? So the Ran said, And then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel asked the Chachamim, so that's their question, and then Rabbi Gamliel asked the Chachamim, said, what's the purpose of the Shliach Tzibor? According to you, the Chachamim, if every individual is obligated in tefillah, if everyone recites the tefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei, so what's the purpose of the Shliach Tzibor? If everyone fulfills their obligation, why do you need a Chazaras HaShatz? That's the question that that Rabbi Gamliel asked the Chachamim. If according to the Chachamim, every individual fulfills his obligation, what's the purpose of the Shliach Tzibor? And on this, the Ran says, that Rabbi Gamliel only asked the Chachamim this question Bishar Yomos HaShana, on other days of the year. But on Rosh Hashanah, then there's an obvious reason why the Shliach Tzibor has to recite the Chazaras HaShatz, because they need to blow the shofar al Seder Brachos, because you need a Chazaras HaShatz, during which time you're going to blow shofar Shelo Amru Ela Bit Tzibor, because this only happens during the Tzibor. So the Ran rules explicitly that we don't sound the shofar during the Tefillah Belachash, but we only sound the shofar during the Chazaras HaShatz. Why would that be? So if, let's say, the Chachamim were metaken to only blow shofar during Chazaras HaShatz, so can you blow shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei? So in Moadim Uzmanim, Zevin writes that presumably, if you hold that Chazal were only mitaking to sound the shofar during Chazaras HaShatz, then if you blow the shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei, that would be a hefsek. That would be an interruption. And therefore, you would ruin your Silent Shmoneh Esrei. So again, we have an advantage, potentially some secrets by the Arizal, of sounding the shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. Might be a bracha levatala if you don't blow the shofar, maybe, during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. And on the flip side, it might be a hefseg if you do blow the shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. The Mahar Shardam, in Tshuvos and Orchayim, Siman Aleph, he says it might be an issue of Baal Tosif. He says that there's, generally speaking, even though the mitzvah is, let's say, only 30 sounds, and we blow 100, there's no prohibition of Baal Tosif. But there might be an issue of Baal Tosif to blow the tekios of the tefillah twice. So that's what he writes, it's a chashash of Baal Tosif. So the Mishnah Berurah also says, maybe based on the Magen Avraham, that there's that maybe they'll get confused. That again, if you're blowing the shofar during the Silent Shmoneh Esrei, people might get a little confused. So that might be a practical concern. In fact, the Knesset Hagdola is cited in the Minchas Elazar. I'm going to get to Minchas Alazar in a second, in a few minutes. He cited, the Knesset Gdola writes that there was a time, it happened, that, how did you know, the Knesset Gdola want to get rid of the tekiyos balachas, the tekiyos during the Silent Shemini Esrei. Why? Mishum she'ira pamachas le'achocham anizkor she'tov ona omein al-siyam ha-brachos balachas. Now what happened? So how would people know when it was time to blow shofar? So apparently there was someone, let's say people were davening, they were davening the Silent Shemini Esrei, right? And one person, let's say the Chazan, would say the ending of, let's say, of Malchios, and then everyone would stop, and then everyone stopped their Shemini Esrei, and then someone would blow shofar. So what happened? The Shliach Tzibor, again, he was saying his Silent Shemini Esrei, right? He finished the bracha of Malchios. And what happened? Someone answered Amen. You can't answer Amen during the Shemini Esrei Balachas. In our show on the Israel of Oceanside, we don't, when it's time to blow the shofar during the Silent Shemini Esrei, we don't say the bracha out loud to notify people that we're about to sound the shofar. What do? We make a clap. We hit on the bima that everyone get ready, stop, and we're about to sound the Shemini Esrei. But this might be another reason why the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Tafkuf Tzadi Beisiv Katan Aleph, why he's against blowing the shofar during Silent Shemini Esrei, Shalola Valbel HaMispalim, so not to confuse the people who daven. There was this major fight between the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavar, and the Minchas Elazar, the Mooncatcher. The Avnei Nezer in 1897 was asked about a situation where apparently there was a community, and in the Beis Medrash, in the Shul, so the practice was not to sound the shofar in the Silent Shemini Esrei, right? And then apparently some people started this practice, and they've been doing it for some time, and then it got to the point where it was causing machlokes, it's causing strife, and then they asked the question to Avnei Nezer as to whether, what should they do? There's a group that was practicing for a number of years. They were engaging in this practice to blow the shofar in the Silent Shemini Esrei. This is found in Avnei Nezer in his Tshuvos and Siman Tuf Mem Hei, and he was asked about this question. And the truth is, he wrote another Tshuva, Tuf Mem Vav and Tuf Mem Zayin as well. And essentially, he says that, number one, the Rishonim don't speak about blowing Balachash and the Silent Shemini Esrei. And then he says that the whole basis is the Aruch. And what do the Aruch say? The Aruch says that you blow 30 Kiryasim when you're sitting, Shloshim Balachash, Shloshim Al HaSeder, 30 in silent, and 30 Al HaSeder. And he says that those who were stringent, they didn't blow Balachash Al HaSeder. Like it's not that they blew the Shemini Esrei during the Silent Shemini Esrei, during the Brachos. He reads that Shloshim Balachash, Shloshim Al HaSeder, means that they would blow 30 after they finished the Silent Shemini Esrei, and then Shloshim Al HaSeder, then 30 during the Seder HaBrachos, during Machios Zichros V'Shofros, during the Chazaras Hashatz. That's how he wants to read the Aruch. Okay? It's a little bit of a stretch, but that's what he argues. So what he says is, what really should happen is that everyone should stop blowing the shofar during the Silent Shemini Esrei. He says that this group that started a minyan, they should stay in the Beis Medrash, and they should daven without the tekiyos during the Silent Shemini Esrei. He says, but if they feel very strongly that they don't want to change the custom of their rabbis, they should do what they continue doing what they want to do, but they shouldn't continue davening in the Beis Medrash and to blow the shofar in the Silent Shemini Esrei. That's not appropriate. And he said, especially there should be shalom, there should be peace during Yom Narayim. What's interesting is that apparently this was like a flashpoint. They felt, both sides felt very strongly about this. One side felt very strongly that you should not blow during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. And another side felt very strongly that you should blow in the Shemoneh Esrei. And he felt that this would cause tremendous machlokas if they were following these two practices under the same roof. So he said that they feel very strongly that they, that this group feels very strongly they want to follow their rabbis and blow in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, they should, they can continue, but they shouldn't do it in the Beis Medrash. They should go to they should go somewhere else. So that was the position of the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavar. The Minchas Elazar in Chelak Dalet Siman Lamed Zayin responded to these tshuvos, and he disagreed. He said, if you look, read the Aruch, when the Aruch says Balachash, the simple reading is what? During the Tefillah Balachash. That the custom is to blow shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. If we're following the Aruch like we're doing to blow 100 sounds and make 100 shofar sounds, so we're following the Aruch. And the Aruch says what? 30 in Kiyos de Miyushav and 30 during Balachash, 30 ala Seder during Chazar HaSachas, and 10 afterwards. And also, he cites the Shlach HaKadosh who followed his practice. He also cites the fact that it's true that the Magen Avraham writes that you shouldn't do this Balachash, and also the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if Shneur Zalman of Liadi, rules this way in his Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in his halachic work. Right, the Balatanya wrote a tremendous halachic work called the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Right, he was the founder of Chabad Hasidism, but he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he said, and the Munkacher writes, Minchas Elazar writes, it's true that he doesn't include, he doesn't paskin about reciting the Silent Shemoneh, blowing the shofar from the Silent Shemoneh Esrei in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, that the Baal Shem Tov and his students, that they would blow the shofar Balachash following the Arizal's position, because there are certain kavanos, certain secrets, certain advantages to blowing the shofar Balachash, and therefore this trend continued to the students of the Baal Shem Tov. And in fact, if you look at the Siddur of the Balatanya, it does include this. It does include the fact that they do blow shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. And he wrote the Siddur after the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, so obviously that's what he held like. And so basically, he said that, you know, again, this is the practice of the Hasidim, and there are special kavanos, special secrets associated with blowing the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. And so he felt that that's what we should do. And again, like I mentioned, he cited the Knesset HaGdola, who said that people got confused because during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, when the Baal Tefillah said the end of a bracha Balachash during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, people answered Amen. So obviously, you shouldn't do that. But the he writes that the Pashut HaMinak Shebalacha in Ashatz Misayim HaBracha Bekol, that during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, the Sheikh Tzibah doesn't finish the bracha in a loud voice. Rak Begi L'Sham Dofak Miyad. He should hit it. He should make a bang. And he should bang on the table. V'yedu HaTzibah L'Shmat Kios. And the Tzibah should know to listen to the Kios. So this was a debate between the Avnei Nezer. Said definitely no shofar sounds during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei versus the Munkacher. And Munchas Elazar said that you should. Rabbi Soloveitchik, there's a piece in Nefesh HaRav. And in this piece in Nefesh HaRav, so he writes that that Rav Chaim Brisker actually had the custom to hear the tekios during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei when he was younger, but not when he was older. The Brisker Rav never had that custom. However, he writes that his custom was not to blow the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, but nothing is lost. He says, "Lamito tal davar, It's a nefesh harav. A svar no to ladas ha'aruch. The logic makes sense, like the aruch. Ki at kios de ma'umad mishtaychos gam l'tfila balachas. Because the kios de ma'umad, the kios for the amidah, are relate to both the tfila balachas and also the tfila. Not just the Chazaras Hashas, but also the Sound Shemoneh Esrei. Because after all, we recite Machios Zichros V'Shofros, so why shouldn't we blow Shofar also during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei? After all, the Gemara says, Imu L'Fanai B'Rosh Hashanah Machios Zichros V'Shofros Uvameh V'Shofar, that whenever we recite Machios Zichros and Shofros, so then we should blow the Shofar. So he thought that, you know, there is that the Aruch's position makes sense. However, he says that you shouldn't argue on the earlier poskim and the Rishonim. Apparently, they had a tradition that they don't blow shofar balachash. And so he writes in the Bate Midrash, he says the Bate Midrash, they do blow shofar balachash in the sounds for Nesher. He says, because you don't lose anything with these tekios, and we have to blow 100 sounds anyway, so you don't lose anything. So what he concludes, actually, I'm not sure if this is actually in Nefesh HaRav. I believe this is a tshuva that Rav Soloveitchik wrote. And he writes that, in fact, we do have this practice in the Bate Midrash to blow shofar during the sounds for Nesher. And he says, when is this true? When the kahal mavim v'yodeas kol anas of yochel esaros tefilaso betuv tamadas, it's when everyone knows what's going on and it's done appropriately and the kios are done. Al seder habrachos after malchus zichros and shofros, but in large shuls where people don't know what's going on and will confuse people, then and you might have to wait too long and people. And will stress people out, and they don't fully understand. So then we should follow the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura, and not blow the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. He says in the, and he says even in the Chassidus Shuls, where they blow the shofar Balachash, if it causes confusion, then Yatzah Scharim Be'Efseido, you lose more than you gain. I'm saying our community on the Israel of Ocean side for many years, we've been blowing the shofar in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. It's done appropriately. Everyone waits. We sound the shofar, we recite, we get up to Malchios, we finish Malchios, we build the shofar, Zichronos, build the shofar, Shovros, build the shofar. It's done actually, I think, very nicely, very appropriately. But obviously there are many different customs, some do, some don't. But this is a background to why some do blow the shofar, why some don't blow the shofar. And everyone has obviously a reliable position to either blow the shofar during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei or not.